The Redeemed Life Radio broadcast is a ministry of Redeemed Church, now meeting at Groove Nation Performing Arts Center, 3000 Columbia House Boulevard in Vancouver, Washington. Come experience Redeemed Church live this Sunday at 10:30.
Give thanks to God, for He is good. His love endures forever. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Those He redeemed from the hand of the foe. Those He has gathered from every land. We testify to the work of His hand.
Hi, I'm Steve Livengood. My wife Shelley and I welcome you to the Redeemed Life Radio Broadcast, a ministry of Redeemed Church in Vancouver, Washington. The purpose of this radio broadcast is to bless you and build you up in your faith in Jesus. Now let's get right into this week's message. Our foundation text is Matthew 26, verse 28. For this is the blood that seals the new covenant. It will be poured out for many for the complete forgiveness of sins. Somebody say, complete forgiveness. Hallelujah. So we have a Savior who is a very complete Savior. Amen. I think there was probably more than one time in grade school I got a paper back from the teacher saying, incomplete. It wasn't even worthy of any grade yet. It was incomplete. Stephen, go back to your seat and finish your paper, right? Or maybe I forgot to put my name on it or something, you know? And you get the red marks, I. It wasn't an A, it wasn't an F, it was an I. Incomplete. Well, somebody say what Jesus did was a complete work of salvation on our behalf. Amen. And so that verse in Matthew 26, verse 28, for this is the blood that seals the new covenant. It will be poured out. Somebody say poured out for many for the complete forgiveness of sins. And that word poured out is the word shed in the Old King James, which means to gush, to pour out. Somebody say gush. Right? And last week we talked about when they, you know, a lot of the movies can't really do justice to what Jesus actually endured, right? I mean, when they whipped him, it wasn't just these little stripes. It was tearing his flesh away. And blood was gushing out of his back, right? When they pressed the crown of thorns into his head, blood was gushing out of his head, right? When they put the nails in his wrists and in his feet, blood was gushing out of his body. It was a, you know, no human being really could have endured what he endured. A lot of men would die just from the beating that he took before the cross. And then after he died and they pierced his side, blood and water gushed out of his side, right? Amen? So this idea of pouring is what God wants us to be looking at today. To run greedily out. And we talked last week that God, when it comes to you, God is very greedy. He wants you in heaven. He wants his family, the people that he's created to make heaven. He doesn't want people to miss out on eternal life. Eternal life is wonderful. Eternal death is awful. Eternal life is beyond words wonderful. Eternal death is beyond words awful. Amen? So God is very greedy. And it says the blood ran greedily out of Jesus' body. Shed means abroad, forth, to spill. His blood was spilled. The word pour out of the dictionary means words, it says this kind of, this is a great word picture, to emit or propel, especially continuously or rapidly. Continuously or rapidly. The blood of Jesus flows continuously. It's, somebody say, it's always available, right? To forgive me, to cleanse me, to wash me, to heal me. So many believers stop at the salvation, think salvation is just getting to heaven which if we had to pick one thing, that would be the one thing to pick, amen? Because in 10,000 years, it doesn't matter how my knee feels right now. In 10,000 years, it doesn't matter what my bank account says at this very moment, right? But somebody say he's a complete savior, right? So he also healed my body. Amen. He also prospered me, set me free from depression and sorrow and strife and all these things the world and the devil tries to put on humanity. Amen. So there's a continual flow of the blood of Jesus available for us. Rapidly, I think of, you know, rapids. I remember when I was like in eighth grade, maybe Luke's age, I went on a rafting trip with a friend of mine and his family in, Sun River. And there's the one part, if you've ever been rafting, where everybody gets to jump out of the raft and you just kind of bob around in the water. Well, I kind of started bobbing around and floating away from the raft. And I'm an eighth grader. Pretty soon I noticed everyone's in the raft but me. And our instructor, the guy that was, you know, in charge, he had kind of a British accent. He was like, Steve, why don't you start making your way over here, Steve? And as I'm coming around the corner, I see rapids coming rapidly toward me, right? And he says, Steve, actually, we're going to come get you. And so they all paddled. And I was redeemed that day. I was rescued. Amen? The blood of Jesus runs forth rapidly. It's there the instant someone says, Lord, right? Think of the Apostle Paul, the shortest salvation prayer ever. He falls off of his horse, Lord, who are you? Amen? He is ready now. Somebody say, he's ready now. Ever driven by Denny's and it says, always open? Well, as long as we're on this side of the rapture, amen, he's always open, always ready to receive more. Amen? That's why in a building like this and in churches all over town, there is room for more. Praise God. We have seats for more, room for more, places. I was driving through town the other day seeing all these church buildings and thinking, man, even if every one of these church buildings in town was packed, it wouldn't be enough room for people that want to come in and get saved. Amen? So he's ready. Somebody say, he's ready. He's ready now. It means, pour means to send flowing or falling. So he sent the blood of Jesus, didn't he? Flowing or falling as from one container to another. So this blood, we received communion this morning, and we're receiving an infilling of the blood of Jesus, right? From the container of heaven, from the container of the body of Jesus to you, to me. This transfer of power, this transfer of the blood of Jesus is on us, it's in us, amen? And so many people are afraid of spreading a virus, but the devil is afraid of people spreading the gospel, amen? People spreading the glory. People spreading faith. Amen? Somebody say, that's who the church is. Richard, can I have you come up here for a minute? I was reading the back of your shirt this morning. That is a cool shirt. Yeah. He's got the crosses on the front. And I want to read the back of it. It says, Isaiah 53:5, he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him, and by his wounds we are healed. Somebody say, by his wounds we are healed. Thank you, Richard. Amen. Praise God. It's a living demonstration right there. But I was thinking about that being on his back, right? By his wounds we were healed. He was wounded for my transgressions, bruised for my iniquity. Do you know there was a moment when the Father turned his back on his Son? Right? Rejected him. Absolutely rejected him. There was a separation between Jesus and his Father. That was probably the worst part of the torment for Jesus, was being separated from his Father. But because, that's why I love that illustration there, Richard, is because God the Father turned his back on Jesus that moment means he will never turn his back on you. Amen? If we simply turn to him, Doesn't mean I can't turn my back on him. Amen. But he will never, somebody say never, never turn his back on you because Jesus endured that for me. Right? So no matter what kind of day I'm having, what kind of issue I'm facing, all I got to do, somebody say, is turn to Jesus. Somebody to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, I want to look at, we're not going to take a ton of time today because we have some other things to do. But Ephesians chapter 1, verses 7 through 14, I want to look at that this morning. And we're going to talk about we've been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. Somebody say, I've been redeemed by the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Ephesians 1, we'll begin at verse 7. And in Ephesians, a lot of the epistles like this, look at where it says in him, in whom, in Christ. Highlight those because that's where he's called us to be, is in him. Amen? That's our place of safety, our place of peace, our place of the blessing of God is in him. Verse 7 says, in him, somebody say in him, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace, which he made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of the times, he might gather together. Somebody say, gather together. Isn't it interesting that the devil has attacked our ability to gather together? But talks about being in him, gathering together. Somebody say, gather together. That's why we have church. In one, all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth. Somebody say, in him. In him. Verse 11, in him also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his will. A couple more verses. That we who first trusted in Christ should be to the praise of his glory. In him, somebody say, in him, you also trusted after you heard the word of truth. So the devil, therefore, wants to shut off, shut down the word of truth. How many know the world needs the word of truth now more than ever? Amen? Not just hot air, words of truth. There are some people that I hear talking that are broadcasted that I just flat out don't trust them. It's like, can I believe anything that person is saying? I commit that to Jesus, right? I honor the office, but I don't trust a word they're saying. How many know what I'm talking about, right? So what do? We stick to Jesus. We pray for them. We pray for our leaders. We vote. Amen. We preach the gospel, but we're sticking with Jesus. Somebody say, I'm sticking with Jesus. Amen. And one thing I heard Andrew Womack say this week really struck a chord with me. He was talking about a young lady that began to attend his college, Charis Bible College, who was a full-on liberal, pro-abortion, pro-homosexuality, and yet a believer. There's a lot of people like that, guys, that are, you know, in politics or whatever, that think all these crazy, you know, things people are pushing are just loving people. Just let people know that. But see, what she came to him later after beginning to attend his college is she was like, Brother Andrew, I just didn't know what was in the Bible. She's like, I love God, but I didn't know the truth. Now, there's a lot of people like that in the world that love God genuinely. They just don't know him. They don't know what's in the Bible. That's why church is good. That's why hearing teaching and preaching from the Word of God. That's why reading your own Bible. Amen? We need to be people that know what's in the Bible. That way, when you come even to our church and you hear me teaching up here, you'll be able to say, boy, I don't know about that, Pastor Steve. I'm gonna have to go look into that, right? I mean, there's things, I've shared this before, there's things that I've heard my own self say, like months later, and be like, what was I talking about? And I'll go back and say, I'm never gonna say that again. I'll get corrected by the Holy Ghost, right? So he shows us, but the word of truth is hugely important, amen? The gospel of your salvation, in whom, somebody say, in whom, also having believed, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Don't forget the Holy Spirit, church. He's the one that was sent to be with us until Jesus' return. Amen? The Holy Ghost is doing a lot. You know, you kind of get it in your head, the devil's found a way in, the devil's gotten in the door, and the devil's doing this, the devil's doing that. The Holy Ghost spoke to me this week, and he goes, Steve, I'm also just looking for a way in. Don't you know, if the Holy Ghost can just get a wedge, look out. Look the heaven out. It's true. If we just give the Holy Ghost a door, man, I'll tell you what, he's going to turn the city upside down for Jesus. Amen? Praise the Lord forevermore. Well, in him you also trusted, verse 4, we're down to verse 14. The Holy Ghost, who is the guarantee, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession to the praise of his glory. Somebody just say, praise, praise, praise the Lord forevermore. So verse 7 is the verse I want to focus on here for just a moment. It says, in him, somebody say, in him, I have redemption through his blood. We're talking about, somebody say, in him, right? We have, not we will have, we have redemption through his blood. The blood of Jesus is God's mercy poured out on us. Amen? The word mercy means his love, his loving kindness, his favor. Right? So in him we have redemption through his blood. That is the best news ever, church. Right? That means if, I don't know about you, but sometimes I see the curse trying to come in the house. Trying to come into my body. But I know this word is true. And we got the Holy Ghost. And we got each other. And we got the Bible. This book right here, I've had people tell me before, I remember we were advertising Bloodbot years ago in downtown Portland, just passing out tickets, invitations. And this one guy comes up, oh, that sounds like a vampire movie. One guy's like, can Mormons come? Yes. Another guy was like, is Jesus going to be there in the flesh? Well, that kind of threw me. Jesus going to be there? Kind of this chippy attitude. I was like, well, how do you answer that? Well, then I ain't going to be there either. All right, c'est la vie. I'll ponder that one. Of course, he's there in the spirit. Amen. But Brother Copeland has taught before, and I love this, that this book right here, your Bible, is as much a manifestation of God as Jesus himself in the earth. Amen? So, somebody say, keep it handy. Be studying, be learning. So, in him we have redemption through his blood, and redemption means words like ransom, in full. That's why we need to be in our words so we know what we've been ransomed from, what we've been ransomed to. I've been at funerals before of godly people, and they'll talk about, oh, she bore her cross. She carried her suffering. She bore that sickness like a champ, and now she's in the glory. That's the curse, man. We got to stop talking about the curse like it's the blessing. Because it is not. Amen? Praise God, she's with Jesus. But I'll guarantee you that Jesus didn't put that on anyone to teach. Well, what about the scripture that says, bear your cross, pick up your cross and follow me? You're going to be suffering as Jesus suffered. Well, there's persecution for the blessing, church. You are so blessed that the world hates you. You are so well, so blessed, so anointed that backslidden Christians are offended at your presence. How come you're not so fearful like the rest of us? What makes you so special? I'm a Christian too. Well, do you know him though? Do you know what's in your Bible? Don't let anybody ever talk you out of anything that's in the contract for you. Even if they're not experiencing it, even if they don't believe it, even if they've been taught against it, if it's in the book, it's for you. Amen? But the Holy Ghost, church, we're talking about the Holy Ghost too. We can't forget the Holy Ghost. Amen? Like Easter, you know, one thing that we can remember about the egg is a good symbol sort of God in that it's all an egg, but there's the shell, there's the egg white, and there's the yolk, but it's all the egg. So it's God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, but they're all God. Amen? So we can't forget the Holy Ghost who's here to work with us, to lead us, to guide us. And what he does, church, is he'll take this word, because we can't just read this word without the Holy Ghost. Amen? If you read this word without the Holy Ghost, that nutty things can start happening. Right? I've heard people tell, like people say before, well, Abraham had multiple wives, why can't I? Where'd you get that, right? Where did God give you permission for that, right? Somebody say no, no. Or, hey, you don't just need this book, you also need the Book of Mormon, because the Book of Mormon takes this and there's errors in this and it's incomplete. Well, we just read up here that it says Jesus completed the work of salvation. So there's no errors. Somebody say no errors. No incompletions. So when I read a commentary or an article from Brother Copeland, that doesn't replace this. Right? That's just something the Lord is showing them that I can learn from. And, you know, and just because I see something on the Victory Network doesn't mean that I just agree with everything I hear. There's sometimes I hear things, I'm like, yeah, I just don't really understand that, or I'm not really sure about that. But I love the spirit of it, man. And most of it, man, I'm right. But you know what I'm saying? The Holy Ghost is in you to teach you, to lead you and guide you. And he'll take this word, and he'll show you what is in it that Jesus has redeemed you from, and what he's redeemed you to. He'll take this word and he'll show you what Jesus did as your example and what Jesus did as your replacement. Somebody say hallelujah. Glory to God forevermore. He is so good, church, right? So redemption means ransom in full, deliverance, salvation, riddance. Don't you know? He wants us to be totally rid of the curse. Amen. Praise God. It's going to take some on fire, Holy Ghost, believing, Jesus loving Christians to help a sinner get saved, right? To point somebody to Jesus, to get a supernatural work done in a city, in a community. But finally, we'll close with Titus 3, 4 through 7 there. It talks about the outpouring from heaven. Somebody just say, I'm open to the outpouring, Lord. You can lift your hands like a funnel and just say, fill me up, Jesus. Fill me up, right? Amen? But before you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, we got to make sure we're born again, right? If we can't receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost without being born again, otherwise we don't know what spirit we're getting. But this outpouring from heaven in Titus 3, 4 through 7, it says this. When the kindness and the love of God our Savior toward man appeared. Somebody say, that's the mercy. That's the mercy of God. Not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us. You know what? That is, again, the most glorious news I could ever hear. I don't have to try to earn this thing from God, which is other religions teach that you have to earn your way out of the mess you're in. Spin enough beads, climb enough stairs, knock on enough doors, pass enough flyers, outweigh your evil with good, or you'll come back as a crawfish. You know, or your ancestors, you need to get in touch with your dead ancestors and make sure, you know, these things are just lies. The Bible calls them doctrines of men and doctrines of devils. This is how simple salvation is. It's simply recognizing I can't earn it myself. Someone had to do this for me. Like my driveway yesterday. I started digging in my driveway, and I have a side piece that I want to cement, and this other piece where my truck is sinking into the ground and needed gravel. And my father-in-law had mercy on me. He showed up and he saw my ignorance. And he saw that Steve needs help. And you know, him and Luke and the kids helped too, but man, they pitched in and we have everything done. I hardly had to lift a finger. Said, thank you, Dad. Thank you for showing me mercy. Well, God's kind of like that. He saw us in the mess we were in and realized, you know what? There's nothing I'm talking about from Adam, okay? From Adam. Somebody say, from Adam. He saw the mess that humanity was going to be in. And he said, you know what? We're going to have to help them.
Thank you so much for joining us for the Redeemed Life Radio broadcast. Check us out on the web at redeemed-church.org. You can hear many free full messages there and get info on service time and location. You can also correspond with us by mail at P.O. Box 1248, Washougal, Washington 98671. This is Steve Livengood reminding you to keep looking up. Jesus is coming soon.